Okay, so we began Perek Dalet last time. Today we're going to complete Perek Dalet. The first part of Perek Dalet was discussing, we were discussing again the makeup of the Jewish soul, the neshama, the various parts of it. We spoke in Perek Gimel about the Moichin and the Midois, the Chabad, the higher three levels, which is the intellect, which directs the actions and emotions of the body. And then we discussed also how that, in Perek Dalet, began the discussion of how that connects to Tayag Mitzvahs. And the Baal HaTanya said that the nefesh is mislabesh in Torah, which means that our nefesh seems to be on a lower level, so to speak, and it uses the Torah and the mitzvahs, the Tariq mitzvahs, to like elevate itself into that level, and it's able to connect to it, and then, I guess, itself absorb that level of Kedusha from the Tariq mitzvahs and become close to Hashem.
Can we say the word good things.
Yeah, so there are two nefashos. We're talking about the higher level. There's two nefashos. There's the nefesh of Bahamas.
Right?
Yeah, there's a nefesh of Bahamas which basically keeps you alive and is responsible for some of your midos, whereby Jews, there's even some good midos that come into that. But the main neshama, when we discuss neshama, we're talking about the nefesh alikis, which is the chelik alikimimal, which is the chip off the old block, like we said, it's from Hashem, because Hashem is chokhmah, and it comes from the chokhmah sa'av. We had that, that was really the correct base. So here we're talking about the level of the Torah, that it's the levush. In discussing the three parts of Tariq Mitzvah, there is machshava, dibor, and maisa. There's thought, there's speech, and there's also actions. And in Tariq Mitzvah, a person is able to connect in all three ways. Through the actions of the mitzvahs, through his the understanding, the pardes, through the machshava, and through dibur, through speaking Torah also, he's able to connect to the machshava, dibur, and maisa, and he connects to the Torah, and that elevates him. Now he's going to talk about how it's possible for the neshama to connect. I think we did a little bit some of this last time, but we'll start from the top with just a little bit of review. How is it that our neshama, which is not as holy and not as elevated as the Torah, how is it able to connect to the Torah? So what he's going to say is that the Torah, really, there's two levels of Torah. I mean, there's the Torah's, what he's going to say is there's the Torah in its, you know, in its real level, in its real state, where the Torah is upstairs, and we're like so much lower than it. But then what Hashem did was Hashem made the Torah the way we know it. I mean, the Torah's source is way up high, and that we don't really connect to necessarily, that level itself. But what Hashem did was is he allowed the Torah to be relevant to us by clothing the Torah also in physical and worldly and materialistic concepts, meaning the laws, like Shoshana Gachasapara. What's it got to do with us? Well, the answer is that these are concepts that have been brought down. They've been broken down into in a way that they can be relevant to our world. And this way, us, at our materialistic level, are able to connect to something which is so elevated. So even though you're right, the neshama is so great, but the Torah is so great, and the neshama is not as great, but Hashem basically made a compromise and allowed us to connect. So let's see. Vyaf, the top of the page, page 16, we'll try to read quickly through some of this to get through this paragraph. Vyaf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Ein Sof. Even though the Eibishter is called Ein Sof, and to his greatness there is no, you can't possibly search it out, and it's impossible for us to comprehend Hashem. And now it's not just Hashem that's so incomprehensible, Hashem's will and his wisdom also. There is no searching out his understanding. If you search out Hashem, will you find him? Will you find his understanding? The way we perceive things, Hashem doesn't perceive them that way. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he is so elevated, still he's humble. So what he's explaining is that Hashem is so elevated, and the Torah is his wisdom. That means that the Torah must be super elevated. So how is it that we can connect it? The answer is because even though you, as great as he is, that's exactly where you're going to find his humility. So what is that? Well, where was the humility? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he did was he was mitzamtzem. Mitzamtzem means he basically condensed the breadth and depth of his wisdom and his chokhmah into Tariq Mitzvahs. In other words, the Torah really, as we have it, it's even way greater than that. What Hashem did was, again, I'm not talking about in size, I'm really talking about, I shouldn't have said the word breath, I really should have said in the elevated nature of it, the holiness of the Torah. It's even way, like, the Torah at its source is, like, even on a higher level, in an incomprehensible level to us materialistic beings. What Hashem did was, in order to make us shayach to it, in order to make us, in order to make the Torah accessible to us, he clothed it in something which was much, which was on our level. And that is, that itself is very humble. And then, well, what is that? It's the 613 mitzvahs, it's the laws, it's the combination of the letters, and it's the drushes of Chazal and the Midrashim, because, what?
I said it's
It's a humility because he allowed himself, kilu his chokhmah, which is himself, who Ritzon Echad, to be condensed. That itself is a humility. Yeah, I mean, you can use the word dumbed down. I don't know if that's a nice way of saying it. Condensed is probably the better word. Condensed in a qualitative sense. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu condensing his Torah in a qualitative sense, so Hashem is chokhmah. So the Torah is, by nature, if Hashem is chokhmah and the Torah is Hashem's chokhmah, so then Hashem is Torah. So the Torah really represents everything about Hashem. So if Hashem is Ein Sof, that means the Torah is Ein Sof. So how are we shy after the Torah? So Hashem kind of like put himself into something that was able to be condensed and expressed in a way that we could be shy to it. That's a very humble thing. It's a humble thing. It's like, imagine if you had a father who is willing to, you know, a father is really, really smart, right? And he's really, really super, he's a scientist. And when he talks to his kid, he explains to his kid, you know, oh, by the way, the sky is blue because of the reflection. Like, he doesn't talk about the molecules and that stuff. It's sort of, a grub emotional for this musik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu condensing his wisdom into to be accessible to us. So he says, why bikdesha kol neshama ruach venefesh begufa adam tuchal asigan bedaita. The whole purpose of it is in order that our neshama ruach venefesh that's in a human being could possibly comprehend it. Well, a kaiman kol asha efshar and can possibly fulfill it. The kaiyam mehan b'maisa diber machshava deizet eslabish b'cholase b'chinaseh b'sholish b'shem elu. And this basically allows a person to connect to the Torah with the 10 parts of his neshama and through the levushim, the 3 levushim of machshava, diber, and maisa. So again, all this was done in order to make it accessible to us. This is where we got up to last time. V'lochein nimshala Torah l'mayim. The Torah is compared to water. Ma'amayim yordim imokim kavoya l'mokim ramoch kach. Torah yordim imokim kavoyda shehi ritzoni v'chokmosi yisbarach v'yraisim v'kutshemichu kulachad v'les moshav t'pitzu beklal. And the same thing as water. Just like we mentioned last time, that the Gemara in Taina says that water is governed by the rules of gravity. It always flows to the lowest place, right? If you have a mountain and it rains, it all flows onto the bottom of the mountain. Valleys are always very moist places. They are always swamps because the water always drips down there. The moisture gets down there. The Torah also is pulled by gravity. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes it. It's really pushed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed the Torah down to us. He was mitzamtem and he condensed it. He made it accessible to us, just like water. From up high, the Torah traveled and descended down to these madrigas, from madriga to madriga. Basically, until the Torah became clothed in something which is oilam hazeh, which is very, it's just material. What are they? Shehin roiv mitzvah Torah. Kikulam, there's rubam kikulam. Most of the mitzvahs of the Torah, vilchaysein mitzrufi oisayis gashmiyos bedoya la sefer. There's physical letters. Even a letter has a shape of form. Spiritual thing doesn't have form. Esim va'arba svarim shabat Torah neviim uksuvim. It's the 24 books of the Torah neviim uksuvim. They should take kol machshava tfisa b'hem. In order that we should be able to comprehend it, right? Our minds contain Torah. This morning we were handling Yerushalayim Midas. We were handling kalachetul yafa. He's handling. V'chiyutan, kiyutan, mayim, all these musagim are things, these are all concepts that our brains can comprehend. The Torah is a representation of Hashem's chacham, which is incomprehensible. That's because of Hashem's humility that He allowed the Torah to descend to us in order for us to comprehend it. And after the Torah is because the Torah is what is going to clothe the 10 parts of our neshama, our nefesh, which is the spheres, the chol tayag evarea meroisha v'ad raglea, and all 613 limbs of the neshama, it means meroisha v'ad raglea, hare kula tzura b'tzarachayim es Hashem mamish. So now everything, meaning the entire neshama, becomes connected to Hashem, because the Torah is our elevator. The Torah is what started upstairs, came down to get us, and brings us back up to Hashem. The Torah is the elevator. So we're tzurura b'tzorah chayim es Hashem. We're connected to Hashem through it. V'or Hashem mamash makifa u'malbisha me'roishav yad ragla. And therefore the light of Hashem, makifa means it surrounds it, and malbisha means it clothes it, from top to bottom. K'mashakosav tzuri echseboy. It means we say, we take refuge in our rock. Who is? Not Dwayne Johnson. Who's the rock? Hashem. Hashem is the rock, right? So Tzuri Echseba, we find refuge there. Why? Because when we learn Torah, we're being surrounded in Hashem's Chochmah. Hashem's Chochmah is Ein Sof, and it's so elevated. How is it possible? But it's an elevator. It went from the top down to the bottom, surrounds us and protects us, and through that we're able to be surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. So he says, Uksiv Kitzina Ritzoin Ta'atrenu Shehu Ritzoin V'Chachmosei Ha'yisbarach Ha'melubashim B'Teirasei V'Mitzvaseh. Because when we are Isaac in Torah, Torah is Hashem's wisdom. Hashem is wisdom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wisdom. Hu v'chochmos l'chad. So therefore, because again, remember, Hashem is a theory, Hashem is a concept, Hashem is an idea. He's not a physical reality. He is an idea. There is no physical mitzias to Hashem, chas v'shalom. So therefore, when we learn Torah, we connect to that. What is Hashem doing living in the halachas of ki'igach sharish sharayehu? That was his humility, is that he was able that he was willing to allow himself to be condensed in such a way. V'lochein amru. And that's why Chazal said, "Yofesh shoachas b'tshuva ma'isim toivim ba'olam hazeh mikol chayei olam haba." That's why Chazal said that it's better. Yofesh, it's nicer. Really, we could properly translate as nicer. Shoachas b'tshuva ma'isim toivim ba'olam hazeh. It is nicer to have one moment of tshuva ma'isim toivim in this world mikol chayei olam haba. This is a mission always. The mission says that one act of a mitzvah and of tshuva ma'isim toivim in this world is greater than all of olam haba. So everyone asks the kasha about time. Is addressing you right here. What do you mean? It doesn't make any sense. What's the purpose of Olam Haza, gentlemen? Olam Haba. Ha'olam Hazeh doim le'proizder b'fnei Olam Haba. Haskir atzmucha b'proizder k'day li'konis l'traklin. Chazal say, right? Hayoyim la'soysam mocha l'kabal scharam. Misha yitrach b'erev Shabbos yoichel b'Shabbos. So we know that this world is tuffle to the next world. The Iker world is Olam Haba. Everything we do in this world is only to get there, in order to get to Olam Haba. Yet for some reason, there's a mission which says a very strange thing. That one moment of tshuva and ma'isim toivim in this world is greater than all of Chayei Olam Haba. It doesn't make any sense. It's like saying that the palace is not worth as much as the traklin. How does that stem? So like the Balatanya, ki Olam Haba, hu shenenin miziv ashchina. It's a beautiful thing here. He's an Olam Haba, we benefit from ziv ashchina. What's ziv ashchina? Ziv ashchina means, the word ziv, what does the word ziv mean? Ziv means the glare and the shine. We shine the glare and the shine of the Shechina. Meaning, in Olam Haba, what are we doing? We sit there. What does Chazal say? Chazal say, right? Loik Olam Hazeh Olam Haba. It's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says that Olam Hazeh is not like Olam Haba. Why? Olam Haba ain ba loy sina v'leikina v'leitachros. It says like there's no oichel, there's no eating, there's no drinking, there's no puravu, there's no kina sina v'leitachros. What is Olam Haba? Ela tzadikim yoishvim v'atroiseyem v'reiseyem. Venenim miziv ashchina. Olam Haba is that tzaddikim are sitting and they are benefiting from, they are basking in the glow of the Shechina. Now again, the word ziv means glow or glare or shine, not the Shechina itself, but there's like an emanation from the Shechina that we're able to benefit from in Olam Haba. So he says, v'shehu tainuga asaga v'yesh l'shum nivra afilu me'el yoinim lahasig ki'im ezo ha'ora me'or Hashem. And it's impossible. It's impossible for any creature, even from the most elevated angels, to achieve even, right? All they can achieve is a little bit of a light from the light of Hashem. That's why it's called Ziv Ashchina, the glare, because it's an emanation, but it's not Hashem himself, so to speak. It's like, it's something which emanates from him. So he says, but Hashem himself, less machshava tfisa beklal. We can't comprehend Hashem himself. All we can get close to is the emanation in Olam Haba, not Hashem. There's only one way to take the elevator to the top. That's when the Shechina is clothed in the Torah and the mitzvahs. Azai hi tfisa behen. Then it's possible to comprehend it. In other words, the only connection that we can really have to the Torah is with what? Excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina itself is through Torah. Even Olam Haba is not as great. So Yofesh Shoachas, it's true that Avada, the goal is like the Gemara says, that Olam Hazeh Doim L'Proizer, the goal is for sure Olam Haba. But as far as the connection to Hashem, I mean, it's still a little bit funny how, why is it that the goal is Olam Haba, yet we could actually do more in Olam Hazeh? Because it comes out that when a person's here and connected to the Torah is a way of comprehending Hashem. The Ziv Ashchina, there's not a comprehension. It's still less Machshava Tfisa Beklal. But when we learn Torah, Hashem gave us the opportunity to intellectually comprehend certain things about Him. How? Because He clothed Himself in something which is materialistic and on our level.
So you can get closer to the Shechina in this world than in the next world?
So, yes, in comprehension-wise, that's what comes out.
through the mitzvah.
Because Hashem, but it's only because of Hashem's humility. It's not because of our ability to do it. It's because Hashem condensed his.
Be better than the actual Olam Haba.
Well, the Mishnah says Yafa Shachas Betshuva Ma'asim Tovim Be'Olam Hazeh Mikol Chayei Olam Haba. So the Mishnah says that it's like that. How could it be better than Olam Haba?
No, the next line of the Mishnah is.
Right, but the question is, if learning Torah is greater than Olam Haba, so what do we want to go to Olam Haba?
You can't accomplish anything in the next world. You can accomplish in this world. The next world is more enjoyable.
Okay, but he.
That's why this is like a.
Okay, that's something else. I mean, what he's saying here is that there's a difference between ziv Shechina, an emanation of the Shechina, and then the Shechina, and then comprehending the actual Shechina. So, just Nisha's question is: so, what Olam Hazeh is better than Olam Haba, because Olam Hazeh allows us, as far as enjoyment goes, it allows us to really connect to the Shechina itself. Whereas in Olam Haba, we're not. It's only ziv Shechina. So, why is the Ramchal says that Hashem split up the world into two different tkufas, two different eras? One era when we work, and the next era when we reap the reward. So, the enjoyment really should be in Olam Haba. But like this, the closest we can get to Hashem is through the Torah, because Hashem Himself, less machshava tefisa beklal. Olam Haba, less machshava tefisa beklal. You can't comprehend it. But Hashem allowed us through His humility to comprehend Him through, by condensing Himself through the through the means of the Torah and the Tariq Mitzvahs. So it's just it comes out a little bit ironic. It does, but yeah. That's, as far as intellectual comprehension, the only way for us to comprehend Olam Haba, we'll have no comprehension of Hashem. The only way for us to comprehend Hashem is through limud Torah. That's it.
So you can't learn Torah in Olam Haba.
Not the level, huh? You can chazer. No, listen. It seems like what that means. It seems like even if you do it, it won't be this connection to the same way that we and our material beings, our bodies, can connect.
Depressing.
No, not depressing. Olam Haba is pretty nice, but it should be a chizik for Olam Hazeh and a chizik for Limud HaTorah, that a person really
that
is.
What you're doing here though lands you where you go over there.
Yes, that's for sure.
That's for sure true.
I'll live with
it. So he says, "Mishlabeshes ba'kodesh baruch hu, mamish da'iraisav kashmichu kulachad." And in this world, when we learn Torah, the Torah is mishlabeshes with Hashem and takes on the it's clothed like Hashem. The afsha Torah, he says, "Nislabeshes b'dvarim hatachtoinim gashmiim." Even though, listen to this beautiful mashal. Even though the Torah is clothed in things which are lowly, and things which are oilam hazadik, things which are material, right? Like I said, shoshanogach sapora. What's that got to do with anything? Like, that's what's elevated? What's elevated about that? So he says, harezek mechabek asamelech. So he says, this is like hugging a king. Derech Moshel. It's like compared to hugging a king. She'ein hefresh b'malas heskarvusei d'kusei b'melech bein mechapkei kishu lovush levush echor bein shu lovush kamo levushim me'achas shuguf melech b'toicham. You give a king a hug, right? So one guy says, hey, I hugged the king, he was wearing his coat. The other guy says, oh, I hugged him, he was wearing his bathing suit. Who got a better hug? Doesn't matter. It's the same thing. The point is, you're squeezing the guy's body through the clothing, right? Same exact thing. So he says it's the same exact thing. So he says, even if, let's say, the king grabs him with his arm when he's wearing gloves or sleeves, so he says, so the Torah, the right hand hugs. So also we get our hugs from Hashem because we also connect to the Torah through this, through the Lavush. We connect to Hashem through the Lavush. The Lavush is the Torah. What he's saying is a beautiful mashal. He's saying that when a person learns Torah, what happens is that Limud HaTorah really is your connection to Hashem. Why do I have to hug a cow? Well, I want to hug Hashem, I don't hug a cow. The answer is that Hashem is clothed in that cow. When that cow was gored by an ox, and you're learning that stuff, that's your way of connecting to Hashem. That's your hug. I'm thinking about a cow all day. The answer is that it's our job to recognize and to appreciate that we are able that it's a condensed version of Hashem's chokhmah, and therefore we're mamish hugging Hashem. It's a very interesting. There's an interesting Gemara. I don't remember all the Pratim in the Gemara. This Gemara says that anybody who holds a Sefer Torah Arum, a Sefer Torah when it's naked, so then bad stuff happens to him. So what it means is that the Sefer Torah itself, without any cloth to it. So the morale, I don't remember what his whole Shulchan Aruch, so I'm not going to explain too much, but he pretty much says that the problem is that the person thinks that he's able to get to the Torah itself. He says that our Torah is really very elevated. What we have, our version of the Torah, like the Baal Tanya here is explaining, is a condensed version of what is really on a much higher level. So when we have the Torah, we have to realize that we're only connecting, we have to always hold the Torah through a cover. A person's not allowed to touch the cloth of a Sefer Torah. Anytime you have to change anything, you fix anything, you're supposed to use a talus, or you're not supposed to come in contact with it. Because we recognize that the Torah itself needs a separation. Meaning, the Torah itself is a representation of Hashem's Chochmah, which is Ein Soif, which is Les Machshava Tfisa Beklal. Therefore, we are required to always be on high alert and to recognize that the Torah that we have, we cannot approach the Torah itself. All we have is a lavush. We have a garment. Now that lavush is amazing, and it's because of Hashem's humility, we're able to actually connect to the Torah even more than in Olam Haba, where we only have Ziv Hashchina. And because of that, that's what the special elevated nature of the Torah and our recognition that what we have is a lower level of that. That requires us to always approach the Torah with caution and care, not to touch, like on another level, not to touch the Sefer Torah, but it's a steady reminder to us that what we have is only a Lavush, and therefore we're supposed to connect to the Lavush. This is really an amazing thing, it's an amazing chizik. Like, sometimes, like, you know, you, especially if you're a neo-chassid, like Matt, right? So you have tendencies to learn things like Nister all the time, right? You have tendency to learn things that somehow elevate us, and like it's hard to see. In other words, I'm not picking on Matt, I'm sorry, Matt. But what I mean to say is, like, it's hard sometimes to stay inspired in what you're doing. It's hard to recognize that, like, it's hard to feel like the spirituality and the holiness in Yishalei Midas. It's hard to feel the spirituality and the holiness in Mari Bar Esek saying, like, why don't you give the Chachamim better fruits? And why, you know, it's just hard to say, and you get into even, you know, other stuff about, you know, just Tumah and Tyra, and we're like, yo, like, where is it? Like, how come I'm just not feeling it in this? We have to always stay cognizant and aware of the fact that the Torah is it's really the closest we can get to Hashem. The Torah is it. I mean, it's Chochmah, and Hashem is Chochmah, and the Torah is Hashem. And we have to stay aware of that, and it should be an inspiration to us, and it should be a motivator for us to always, always, like, really approach it with proper care, not to waste time in learning Bittul Torah, to, like, not miss any, like, moment that, you know, is possible. Again, obviously be healthy, but to just appreciate what it means to have a connection to Torah and to be able to comprehend it. Because Hashem is language we should not be able to comprehend, but He has given us the ability through His humility to comprehend Him. It's an amazing thing, and that's why, you know, in these halachas that, you know, we get into it and we fight and we want to know why is it like this and why is it like that. That's the way you're fighting to figure out, you know, Das Hashem. You're fighting to figure out the struggle to connect yourself to Hashem's intellect. But the more you understand this stuff, which seems so, you know, so material, it's better than all of Olam Haba, because you're taking the elevator up to Shemayim. You're really being able to be surrounded by Hashem's light and Hashem's, you know, Hashem's holiness, and there's nothing better than that. So we have to keep this in mind when we learn that if this is the way that our neshama connects to the bechinus of our neshama and the bechinus of our you know, the machshava dibur and maisa and Torah. This is what elevates us and connects us to Hashem. Okay, so next time we're going to pick it up again with Parakeh.